This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real quick, KK Downing is on the hotline right now, and he is, there's a little bit of, the connection is good, but there's a little bit of a delay. He's in England. He's calling from England.
Now, I'm a huge fan.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah.
I can tell you where I was the first time I heard Screaming for Vengeance, which of course led me back to Hell Bent for Leather, you know, and all the albums, all the way back to Rock and Roll, and everything in between. Probably the highlight of my career was that the 15th anniversary, and we had Priest headline it in the River Market, and KK was still in the band, you know, it was still a full Priest show, Glenn, everybody. And it's just an amazing, amazing band. I mean, they are, you know, without a doubt, legendary, and will always be remembered in that way.
Born October 27th in West Bromwich, Staffordshire, England. He played guitar in a variety of bands before. In 1969, he joined what would grow to become one of the most influential heavy metal bands of all time. The band is Judas Priest. Sold 50 million albums worldwide and influenced countless other acts. He officially left Judas Priest in 2011, citing failing relations in the band, and now he's released a new book, Heavy Duty, Days and Nights in Judas Priest. Please welcome guitar legend, KK Downing.
KK Downing, how are you this morning?
Hey, man, thank you very much for having me on. I'm absolutely fine, John. Thank you very much, and hi to Kansas City.
Oh, wonderful. What a strange coincidence. Today, as we're interviewing you for the book, tonight Priest plays with Purple at Starlight.
Yeah, fantastic. The guys are in town, and I'm actually here talking to you from England. That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. The show's fantastic, so it would be great, obviously, for everybody to go down. And, listen to some of those songs that you were just playing. That brings back very good memories.
Oh, my God. I still rediscover old Priest songs that I forget about, you know, because you get deeper into the albums, you'll go back and listen to something. And, like, the guitar work on Delivering the Goods is still one of the most underrated guitar riffs of all time.
Hey, thanks a lot. You're right. Obviously, the amount of albums we've done, even for someone like myself, you know, I keep discovering, it's almost like I discover new songs sometimes when I go back and listen to some of the stuff, you know, from Stained Glass and Synapticin and all of that. It was such a long time ago, as you say. You know, it's been some decades, but I'm happy to say that America and, of course, Kansas has been very good to us over the years.
Sure. Oh, are you kidding me? I remember where I was. And let me just start this because there's so much to this book. I'm about halfway through your book, and it's great. The love for Hendrix and the change that went through your life. You had a rough childhood. Your father was a gambler and abusive, and it's you were poor, and there wasn't a lot to look forward to. In England, my mom is English, from Norwich.
Yeah, I think that's one of the main reasons I wanted to do the book, really. I wanted to kind of share my, youth with everyone. I'm sure that there's lots of people out there. I wasn't the only one that had it like that, you know. That's kind of, there is a message in the book that, you know, I was that kid. I had absolutely nothing at all going for me, but I was able to find a stepping stone, really. But in order to do that, I had to leave the home. I did that as soon as I could at the age of 15, as soon as I left school. And that's why I would suggest, if anybody's in that situation, it's probably not going to get any better. Get out there if you have to sweep the streets, put a roof over your head. Mix it up with normal people, people that, you know, can help you, with where you are at that time in your life.
Yeah.
And look what happened to me. You know, I was able to find sanity, normality. I got there in the end. It took a while, but I ended up on the world's biggest stages, and I'm so grateful, for the moves that I made when they needed to be made.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny, KK, that you describe going from your childhood to Judas Priest? Judas Priest is what provided normalcy and all the things you needed, structure, love, all the things that you needed from your childhood that you didn't get from your family, and not your mother, but your father. And then Jimi comes along. You see Jimi Hendrix. He propels you to learn to do this. You meet Ian Hill. Then you meet Glenn. And it becomes slowly over time Judas Priest, but it almost didn't make, those first two albums didn't do what they needed to do. You never made a dime off them. And you couldn't, were you worried that it wasn't going to happen for you after the first two albums, Sad Wings and Rock and Rolla?
Yeah, we were concerned because obviously we found out that you get into a band, you sound good, you get record contracts and stuff like that, and you're doing gigs and you seem to be doing well, but actually, you're not making a living from it, so you get concerned and worried. But so we had to make the move from the first small record company because, you know, learning the music was one thing, but, you know, we had to start to get initiated with how the business works. So there's a good tip out there for a lot of musicians if they're listening in. Learn some about how the business goes. That's what we had to do.
You know, and there's so many twists and turns to this. I hate the fact that you're not in the band. I wish you still were. I thought after Glenn left, and I hope he does well, that you'd be asked back. And that's another section. You know, even dealing with Rob's sexuality, which wasn't a giant secret. I remember being a kid growing up in a record store and working there, and everybody kind of knew what was going on with Rob. It wasn't the best-kept secret. Nobody ever cared. Breaking into metal, breaking into the United States, you've got another thing coming. There's about a million different questions I have for you, and they're all answered in the book, Heavy Duty, Days and Nights, and Judas Priest, but I think we have a chance to have you back on the show in a couple days, KK, and I want to finish the book, and I have so many more questions before we let you go, because I know you have a lot of interviews today.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, we can fix that up, no problem at all. I know this is a quick stop. But as I say, yes, I'm happy now that the book's finally released. I hope everyone gets a chance to check it out, and hopefully it will answer a lot of questions, in people's minds about a lot of things that happened that brought about my decision, and there's lots of funny stuff in there as well, you know, some pretty cool stuff, but
yeah.
Talk about it, obviously, in more detail, buddy, when you've managed to get through it, and the next time we get a chance to speak.
I would love to, KK. I'm a huge fan, and you've had an incredible influence on my life, and again, you guys played my 15th anniversary here at The Rock, and it was the highlight of maybe my entire career.
Very, very cool. Well, until I see you next time, obviously, big hello to everybody in the Kansas area.
Yes,
sir. And say Kansas was always very good to us, and hope to see you again real soon.
Yes, very soon. Oh, I'm going to put you on old KK very, very soon, man. Very soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.